Let's continue reading verses 8 through 17 of Genesis chapter 9. In these verses, we see that God gave the rainbow as a sign of confirmation for his covenant with Noah and Noah's descendants. And that includes us, because we all are descendants of Noah. Genesis chapter 9, beginning at verse 8. Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, "And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you. And every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth, thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." Once again, now, let's begin this section with some background notes. The first item of business between God and man after the great flood of Noah's day was a covenant. This covenant is known as the Noahic covenant for obvious reasons. Notice from verses 8 and 9 who this covenant is made with. Verses 8 and 9, once again. "Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, 'And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you.'" Who are the descendants of Noah? Everyone, including you and me. So the stipulations and promises of the Noahic covenant of Genesis 9 are for all mankind. Contained in this covenant that God made with man is the biblical authority for human government on this earth. We've already seen that the Noahic covenant gives nations the right to maintain law and order, even to the extent of capital punishment in the case of murder. We've also seen that under the Noahic covenant, mankind has the biblical right to kill animals for the purpose of food. Now in these verses before us, we see that part of the Noahic covenant is the promise that God will never again destroy life on this earth with a worldwide flood. In verse 15, God said, "I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh." The rainbow is the sign that God gave to confirm this covenant. Verse 12, God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations." Note, all successive generations. That includes us. Verse 13, "I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth." So the rainbow is the sign of the Noahic covenant. You know, God gave confirming signs for a number of the biblical covenants. The sign of the Abrahamic covenant was circumcision. The sign of the Mosaic covenant was the Sabbath. But the sign of the Noahic covenant was and is the rainbow. That then brings us to our doctrinal points for these verses in Romans 9. Doctrinal or teaching point number one, the rainbow is a guarantee that God cares for his creatures. The rainbow is a guarantee that God cares for his creatures. God said in verses 9 and 10, "And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth." So every time you look at a rainbow, Don't just admire its beauty. Remember that it's a guarantee that God has given us that He cares for His creatures, both people and animals. And when you see a double rainbow, again, don't just ooh and ah. Oh, look at a double rainbow. But let that double rainbow emphasize to you that God cares for you. God cares for His creatures. So when you see a rainbow, say, God cares for me. When you see a double rainbow, say, God cares for me, God cares for me. And when people standing around, you say, you know, what's wrong with you anyway? Well, why don't you take that opportunity to share with them what the rainbow is all about? It's a sign of God's covenant with man. The rainbow is a guarantee that God cares for His creatures. You know what causes a rainbow? Here we go off on the physics, all right? Do you know what causes a rainbow? It's the dispersion of sunlight shining through raindrops. Now, as you know, we look for rainbows when the sun is out and it's raining, right? Well, there were no rainbows before the flood because there was no rain before the flood. Genesis 2:6, before the flood, says that the ground was watered by a mist that went up. We believe that there may have been a water vapor canopy surrounding the earth before the flood. This would have been the waters above the firmament that we read about in Genesis 1:7. Let me just read that verse. Genesis 1:7. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. So on the second day of creation, God made this firmament or expanse to divide the waters from below, the expanse, from the waters above. So there may have been this water vapor canopy surrounding the earth before the flood. And very possibly one of the sources for all the water during the time of the flood. Not only the breakup of the fountains of the great deep, the subterranean waters, but the precipitation of this water vapor canopy. In any case, rainbows were not possible before the flood. There was no rain. Now that the canopy is gone and the flood is over, rainbows are not only possible, but God chose the rainbow as the sign of His guarantee that He cares for His creatures. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties, all your cares upon God, because He cares for you. Remember, the rainbow is a guarantee that God cares for His creatures. Doctrinal point number two. The rainbow is a guarantee that God keeps His promises. The rainbow is a guarantee that God keeps His promises. Verse 15 once again. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. God promised that He would never again send a worldwide flood. Has God kept His promise? The answer is obvious. The rainbow is a guarantee that God keeps His promises. You know, the Hebrew word for bow here is the same as the Hebrew word used for the bow of battle. When peace covenants and peace treaties were made in ancient days, they would put away or hang up their battle bows as symbolic of the fact that there was now peace. You follow that? The warriors would hang up their bows. It's been suggested that that is exactly what we have involved in verse 13. God said, I set my bow in the cloud. That is, I'm putting away my battle bow. I'm hanging up my bow. I'm pledging my peace, and I keep my promises. Verse 16, once again. The rainbow shall be in the cloud. The Hebrew word is just bow, all right? The bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. So every time we see a rainbow in the sky, let's remember that it is a guarantee that God keeps His promises. Not just the promise that there will be no more worldwide floods, but all of His promises. There are many promises for us that God has given us in His Word. Let's just take one from the New Testament. In Hebrews 13:5, we read that Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." What a promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you, our Lord said. Are you lonely here this morning? Remember, Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Others may leave you and forsake you, but not our Lord Jesus. Employers may forsake you. Friends may leave you. Even a spouse may leave you or forsake you. But if you've put your faith and trust in Christ, you can be sure that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Our Lord Jesus has promised, God has promised, that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Remember that truth the next time you see a rainbow. The rainbow is a guarantee that God keeps His promises. Practical application. There's more than a pot of gold for us at the end of the rainbow. There's more than a pot of gold for us at the end of the rainbow. Now, we've all heard the legend that there's a pot of gold at the end of every rainbow, right? Well, let me ask you, let's be honest now. When you heard that legend for the first time when you were kids, how many of you thought that there really was a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? All right, let's be honest here, okay. How many of you still think there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Well, let me tell you something. According to the Bible, there's more than a pot of gold for us at the end of the rainbow. You believe that? When we're in heaven and we're at the end of earthly rainbows, listen to what we can expect in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Would you not agree that these things are better than a pot of gold? No more tears, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. These things will have passed away. Better than a pot of gold. And even better than that, the Lord Himself will be there. Turn to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 3. Here we have a heavenly scene of the throne of God. Revelation 4, 3. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Notice the rainbow around the throne of God, an eternal symbol to remind us that God keeps His promises. You can have your earthly pots of gold. How much better to enjoy the presence of God forever. And the only requirement for us to be able to enjoy all this eternal blessing is to make sure that we're in the family of God now. I trust that everyone here this morning has received Christ as Savior and is in the family of God. If you're a believer here this morning, you're saved forever. And remember, there's more than a pot of gold for us at the end of the rainbow.